One can certainly argue that Shavuos is the most important day of the year, or certainly commemorates the most important event in Klal Yisrael's history. Zman Matan Torah Seinu, the time we receive the Torah, which is what defines Klal Yisrael as Klal Yisrael. Which raises a very interesting question, and perhaps more than one question. Because if we search the entire Torah, we won't find any mention of Shavuos being associated with Matan Torah. How is this possible that the day that represents Matan Torah, the day that celebrates Matan Torah, is called other things, is associated with Bikurim and so on, and is not associated explicitly in the Torah with the fact that the Torah is given on this day? Why would something like that, something that important, be left out? This is what we would call in Torah learning, Ikar Chasam in HaSefer. The main thing is missing from the Sefer. The main thing is missing. The main event, the main point of Shavuos is missing. Everything else is there except for the focal, central theme that Shavuos is not Matan Torah Seinu. But it really goes beyond that, because Shavuos is also the only Yontif, the only special day in the year that does not have a date. There's no specific Hebrew date given for Shavuos in the Torah. Instead, what does the Torah say? L'sfaratam lachem yimachras ha-Shabbat. You should count from the day after Shabbos. You should count 49 days. And the 50th day will be Shavuos. And Chazal tell us that Shabbos doesn't mean Shabbos, but it means Yontif. It means the first day of Pesach, which is Yontif is also Shabbos, meaning starting from the second day of Pesach, you count 49 days. Now, while we do know this through Chazal, but if you look at the Pasuk, it could easily be misinterpreted to be to mean Sunday. They start counting on Sunday. Whenever you have to visit, they start counting on Sunday. And in fact, the Tzedukim who rejected Torah Shabbat Peh and took Torah Shabbat Peh literally, that's the way they would practice Shavuot. They would have Pesach, whenever Pesach was full, and then they would take the next Sunday, in other words, Shabbos, after the beginning of Pesach, and the following Sunday, Mimachas and Shabbos, that's when they would start counting. And Shavuos would come out on a different day, and on a different day of the calendar each year, because depending on when Pesach started, they always started the following Sunday. So why would an event this important, an event that's celebrating Matan Torah, be given to us in the Torah in a way that lends itself to this kind of mistake and this kind of confusion? Wouldn't you expect that if anything is going to be clear, it's going to be when Shavuos is? So the answer that I'm about to give is very much based on what Hirsch says regarding these issues. Because, he says, Shavuos celebrates the Torah, but, well, let us take a look at the Rambam for a moment. We have the Rambam that teaches us. We have an Animamin. Animamin, Shazos HaTorah, HaMetuya, Tibidenu, Ki Anastuna L'Moshe Rabbeinu V'Shalom. We believe that this Torah, this Torah that we currently have, that we have today, that is the Torah that was given to Moshe Ben Ovo Shalom. It's one of the basic tenets of Yiddishkeit. It's to believe in Torah and Shemayim, to believe in Torah and Moshe. Now, we know that these animamas, and I've said this very often, these animamas were not written by the Rambam himself. We don't know who wrote them. At least I don't know who wrote them. But they are a summary of what the Rambam writes in much greater detail about these 13 Ikarim, these 13 principles of Jewish faith, in the Perush HaMishnah of Rambam, in Masechet Sanhedrin. And there he says that the animami, the belief in Torah, he very specifically says that we have to believe in Torah Min HaShemayim, not just Torah Shebiktav, but Torah Shebal Peh as well, that they're both given to us by HaKadosh Baruch Hu through Moshe. And if someone believes in only one but not the other, believes only one was given me Sinai and not the other, then one does not believe in Torah, therefore one is a kofer beikar, one is a heretic. To be someone who believes in Torah Judaism, we have to believe Torah Shebiktav and Torah Shebal Peh were given to us by Kadosh Baruch Hu at Sinai. And therefore, we have this very interesting idea that the Torah does not tell us exactly what Shavuos is about, and the Torah does not tell us exactly what Shavuos is. But the truth of the matter is the Torah does tell us exactly what Shavuos is about and does tell us exactly what Shavuos is. And that is, it's just in Torah Shabbat Peh. If you have Torah Shabbat, you have clarity. If you have Torah Shabbat, you have nothing. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu has this Yantav Shavuot, and he wants to invite Klal Yisrael to this Yantav, to this celebration of the anniversary of the Torah being given to Klal Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends out the invitation, but he sends out the invitation in such a way that it will only be celebrated by the people who believe in what you need to believe in, and only they will know exactly when to celebrate it. It's kind of like a secret code. It's a coded message that's very, very clear to those who have the code. Those who don't have the code are lost completely. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent the invitation to celebrate the Ma'amat HaTorah saying it's the people who believe in Torah Shabbat and Torah Shabbat Peh. So those who believe in Torah Shabbat Peh, they have a complete clarity as to what Shavuot is about. It's about the Ma'amat HaTorah saying it. And to those who believe in Torah Shabbat Peh, they know exactly when to celebrate this event. That Mimorchus HaShabbos doesn't mean Shabbos in the literal sense. Mimorchus HaShabbos means Yantif, so they know when to come to the party. Everybody else will come to the party on the wrong day, and they won't even know what it is about.